We pick up now on the president's statements that the intelligence community underestimated the Islamic State group's capabilities and overestimated the Iraqi military's willpower. For that, we get the perspective of Frederick Kagan. He is director of the Critical Threats Project at the American Enterprise Institute. He was a leading advocate for the surge of American forces in Iraq in 2007. And Frederick Kagan, we welcome you back to the program.
Thanks, Judy.
So let's divide this in two, because there are two comments the president made here. Number one, he said that the intelligence community was caught off guard about how fast, how strong ISIS was growing. How do you see that?
Well, I mean, Director Clapper said that they had underestimated the ISIS threat and overestimated the Iraqi security forces. But when you go back and you look at the testimony that General Flynn, the DIA director, gave in February, and a number of other testimonies and statements, it's pretty clear that the intelligence community leadership was tracking the rise of ISIS and seeing the threat and seeing the danger. And so I don't think it sounds like the intelligence community really missed this one in a big way.
But hasn't Director Clapper, though, said this in so many words, that they were caught off guard?
Well, he said, yes, he did say it in so many words, but he also went on to give a little bit more context than that. And what he really specified was that they had not been able to estimate accurately the will to fight of both sides. And that, you know, may have helped them not see Mosul fall as rapidly as it did, not see the ISF collapse as rapidly as it did. But that's a very particular issue. What he did not say was that they had fundamentally missed or misjudged the rise of ISIS in general or the threat. And he can't say that, really, and he wouldn't say that because his people have been testifying to it.
And all this is in the context of, we know there's limited intelligence capability inside Syria anyway to know exactly what's going on inside ISIS as it was growing.
Well, right, because we closed our embassy in Damascus. That deprived us of a lot of capability. And, of course, we've had limited intelligence in Iraq also since we pulled out, and we did not succeed in negotiating either a follow-on forces agreement or a follow-on intelligence agreement.
And that's the other part of this I want to ask you about, because the president also said that the intelligence community overestimated the ability and the will of the Iraqi army to fight. What is your take on that?
Well, I think that there were a lot of warning signs about weaknesses in the Iraqi security forces that good analysts at the Institute for the Study of War had been tracking in 2013 and laying out. And, you know, there was a lot of desertions. There was a large amnesty that Prime Minister Maliki granted in 2013, which were indicative of morale problems. I'm sure the intelligence community was aware of those. I'm sure that it was aware of the risks. I think what Director Clapper was saying was that, you know, from the standpoint of putting a really fine point on it and saying, well, at this moment, ISIS has the capability to do this and the Iraqi security forces will fold, that they didn't estimate. But I suspect that in terms of generally understanding the state of play, again, I would be very surprised if the intelligence community had really missed that fundamentally.
So